great thrill today to talk to Russ Tamblyn, probably best known for his work in West Side Story as Riff, but also Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Father of the Bride, Peyton Place, Twin Peaks, and so much in between. And we'll have a chance to talk to him about these movies and his amazing career today. His new book is Dancing on the Edge, A Journey of Living, Loving, and Tumbling Through Hollywood from Blackstone Publishing. Russ, it is an incredible honor to get a chance to talk to you today. I have been a fan of yours since I was in high school and discovered musicals. Thanks so much for the chance to talk.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to talk to you too, Dave.
Now, you had the opportunity and the talent to work along some of the legendary figures in movies and musicals. What was the best thing about doing a show like West Side Story?
Several things. First of all, the show itself was a classic. Everybody seemed to love it. And whenever you can express what a movie is about, and when you can describe it in one sentence, you know you got something. You know, West Side Story was Romeo and Juliet, based on Romeo and Juliet. So it's pretty simple, except it would be two gangs, you know, the Jets and the Sharks. But then... Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was about a bunch of woodsmen. I often wondered what, with Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, I often wondered what would happen, somebody came to the studio and said, listen, I got a great idea for a musical. You know, it's about these seven brothers who live up in the woods, in the backwoods. They absolutely are back. And they said, well, who are we going to hire for them? And they said, we'll get ballet dancers. Who would be better for backwoodsmen than ballet dancers?
Right.
So, and also, by the way, it's based on the rape of the Sabine women.
Right.
That's what it's about. So isn't that a great idea to make a nice, light musical about that?
Family friendly.
And the studio said, yes, that's great.
Your acrobatic ability and your fearless attitude was enormously important in your career in movies, and particularly in movie musicals. What was the most challenging song that you ever had to do in one of the musicals that you did? Was it something from West Side Story? Was it the Axe Dance and Seven Brides?
Good question. I can't think of what was really difficult at all. By the time you rehearsed and got over the rehearsals, then it was just smooth just to do the steps. And I actually learned to dance doing movies, so it was like on your job training.
You came from a background that is pretty interesting. Your parents were vaudevillians, and your dad wanted to be a movie star. You became a movie star, and I know this was kind of a mixed blessing for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was when I started, but then as I got more popular and did a few movies, then he became a big fan and, you know, really liked me at that point. So I totally understood it. He had a hard time with movies because he suddenly couldn't get work anymore. Sound movies came in, so he finally dropped out.
You, on the other hand, had the same kind of situation happen in that later in your life, you became a dad to two daughters. And when Amber becomes an actress and she gets really successful, and all of a sudden, you're not just Russ Tamblyn, the star of stage and screen. You're Amber's dad.
That's right.
What suggestions would you give to other folks that have children that want to go into show business? What are some insights you gained?
Well, I would certainly think about it twice. Most of the child acts that I knew got into trouble, and like Bobby Driscoll. So I would give it a good thinking about, because I don't think it's that healthy for a child to suddenly become a star and get all people treating them like a star. And then what do they do, you know, with all the money that they make? Of course, now it's better than it was when I was a child actor. But then during my child acting days, we had to go to a judge, and there was a certain percentage, I forget what it was now, that you had to save, that a parent had to save, because there were so many bad experiences with children in the past. Their parents spent all the money. There's one called Jackie Coogan.
Right.
He grew up and he had starred in all these movies and had nothing.
Right. I do want to mention a movie that you were in that I was thrilled to see you in, because I thought, oh, hey, it's Russ Tamblyn again. And that was The Long Ships. But in your book, Dancing on the Edge, you say that there were good things and bad things about making this movie. One of the good things was getting to know Sidney Poitier, one of the bad things were the difficult stunts and filming conditions. Is that right?
Yes. And it was an early stage in Yugoslavia getting into movies at all. For instance, we did one scene in it where we were all taken prisoners by Sidney Poitier's group. And they really a hard filming for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That they shot us all getting a whip, getting dragged through the street. The assistant director came to us about the third day and said, oh, guess what? We've got to shoot it all over again. Why? What? Yeah, we thought, kidding. But evidently, they had taken the raw film to the airport, and at the airport, they had opened up all the cans of film to check it out. And it ruined all the film.
Of course.
Like 3 or 4 days. A film.
The book is just loaded with wonderful stories, and you're painfully honest about yourself and about the pitfalls you fell into and the things that you experienced and the losses that you had, like you say, of so many of your really dear childhood friends who came up through the movies and were successful but still struggled. Thank you for the joy of watching you dance and sing and act across a lifetime of wonderful movies.
Thank you. I had a great time. And hope everybody buys the book. It's got all my stories in it. For 25 years, I've been writing them. So they're all in there.
Well, and the story about how you, a year-long friendship with Neil Young, that is extraordinary because I'd never heard anything about that. And so if folks are fans of rock and roll, they'll find something in your book to enjoy as well.
Especially with Neil. I mean, he's such an icon. He can fill up an auditorium any time. He moved up next door to me in the Tanga. I lived up at the end of a dead-end street. There was one other house below me. Neil ended up living there. And so we palled and hung around and did several projects together.
Yeah.
He did one music video where I was his legs. And they would shoot him from the waist up. He'd wave his arms around. And then from the waist down, it would be my legs kicking out all over the place and dancing.
Marvelous. Well, thank you so much. I know you got to go, and I held you a little over, and I apologize, but it's a great privilege. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Our thanks again to Russ Tamblyn of West Side Story and Twin Peaks fame, the author of Dancing on the Edge, A Journey of Living, Loving, and Tumbling Through Hollywood from Blackstone Publishing. For WTBF, I'm Doc Kirby.